I have never encountered this quality. The only way I can describe it is as authentic enlightenment. RJ was fully cognizant of the adversity and razor clear that his will would manifest his total healing. I've often encountered optimism in patients battling against steep odds, but this was completely different. He was simultaneously totally focused on walking and healing while being completely at peace with his severely compromised condition. He exuded full acceptance while all his energy was focused on healing. Within 3 weeks, he wiggled a toe. Within 3 months, he was walking exactly as he had predicted. His recovery was not at all linear. It was rapid, with multiple quantum leaps. Not only was the permanent chest-down paralysis healed, but his diabetes and thyroid dysfunction were also resolved. I have never seen this degree of transformation, let alone in such a short time. While I regularly witness dramatic improvements in my patients, if I hadn't witnessed this myself, I would consider it humanly impossible. This illustrates part of his profound and almost unexplainable skill set, healing. As I treated RJ over the following months, we became friends. Working on him was unique because he could directly feel and utilize my skill, intention, and perspective. Another rarity was that he was teaching me about energetics while I worked on him rather than the other way around. I discovered that we share some common ground. I teach patients meditation and ways to use their intention to promote healing. I work to free people from their limiting mindset and unleash their power so their body can heal. On a daily basis, I appeal to them not to squander their energy and thought and negativity, but to gather it and direct it into the cells and tissues. People need to get out of their own way. RJ has truly conquered this. RJ is also masterful with energy. Many people like myself can move and gather chi. RJ is operating on an entirely different level. He has fully emptied himself. He doesn't think, he simply knows. Because of the nature of his being, he has access to very high-frequency energy. This intelligent energy, as he calls it, is unlike any chi I have encountered. We don't have this in common. Here, RJ stands alone. Over my lifetime, I have interacted with shamans, yogis, qigong masters, mediums, and healers. RJ is unlike any being I've ever met, and his wisdom, perspective, and abilities extend far, far beyond anything I've ever experienced or thought possible. I was given the gift of witnessing and participating in RJ's healing. As he met the massive challenges with grace, he was blessed with physical healing and expanded energetic power. I continue to benefit from the collaboration as I am elevated by it. Adrian Bean, Master of Science, Oriental Medicine, Licensed Acupuncturist, Owner, Pacific Center of Health, San Diego, California, Award-winning acupuncturist and State of California Acupuncture Board member who co-creates and grades the California Acupuncture State Licensing Exam, certified in numerous modalities including visceral manipulation, craniosacral therapy, and neural manipulation. Introduction. Welcome, my friends. Chances are you're reading this book because you seek true liberation. Maybe you want to heal a physical issue, mental suffering, emotional trauma, or perhaps even a disease. I want you to understand that this journey is much bigger than even that. Fasten your seatbelt because this is a giant leap forward in the evolution of individual and collective consciousness. You're about to learn the same steps that I took to heal my permanent chest-down paralysis, as well as the myriad of diseases and catastrophic health issues I was diagnosed with. Before we get into the spiritual physics of self-healing directed by the higher consciousness, I want to share with you something that is quite personal. When I was a child, I would normally and without any effort be able to see beyond the veil of our physical senses. I remember explaining to my mother that when I lay down to sleep at night, I would wake up in other realms outside of this world. At the very beginning of these experiences, I would close my eyes and in a moment I was pure spirit once again. My consciousness was outside of my body, and I would literally watch myself sleep. Sometimes I was floating above my body, and other times I was standing beside my bed. This quickly progressed, with my consciousness effortlessly roaming our house, neighborhood, or even local mountaintops.